I love to eat. I always look forward to school lunch, and I eat every grain of rice. But every day, my class leaves lots of food. もったいない。It means, what a waste. Japan supplies 40% of its own food, and depends on imports for the rest. However, while we import food, we also waste food. I wondered why we don't consider it mottainai that we go to trouble to import food, only to throw it away. My mother often says, mottainai. When vegetables are damaged, she cooks the edible part instead of throwing the whole vegetable away. She takes the damaged part, says, mottainai, and uses it in our garden as fertilizer. When she finishes a book, she takes it to a used bookstore. She uses old clothes as racks and bags. When the electric fan we had used for 15 years stopped working, I suggested buying a new one for cheap. But she decided to have it repaired. We still use it. I used to think that when my mother said mottainai, she was just being cheap. But then I found out she grew up poor and could hardly afford new things. My mother's mottainai spirit means three things. Don't waste food. Be thankful for what you have. And find ways to use everything as much as possible. Mottainai isn't just being cheap. It's about a deep love for objects. Nowadays, mottainai is everywhere around us. We throw away food because we can't finish it or don't want it. We buy new things cheaply at 100 yen shops and then throw them away. Meanwhile, our planet is suffering from problems like garbage, global warming, and air pollution. People worldwide are trying to save the planet through the 5 R's. Reduce, reuse, recycle, refuse, and repair. I now realize that my mother has always done all 5 R's without realizing it. She reduces with a way. She uses vegetables. Reuses books by taking them to use the bookstores. Recycles clothes. Refuses to buy things she doesn't need. And repairs broken things. When I see my mother doing those things, I think there should be one more R, respect, which represents her mottainai spirit and the way she cherishes objects instead of wasting them. She practices the 6 R's in her daily life. How wonderful! We casually use all kinds of objects in our daily lives, but those objects absorb the feelings of many different people before they reach us. As an example, let's think about a banana. First, people working on banana plantations harvest a banana. The banana is sold at the market. Someone buys it and ships it to Japan. When it arrives in Japan, a broker buys it at the market. The banana then goes on the store shelf. Your parents buy it with their hard-earned money. And then it finally enters your mouth. When you casually throw an object away, you also throw away those people's feelings. We need to realize that and cherish objects with a mottainai spirit. If we get serious about the 6 R's of reduce, reuse, recycle, refuse, repair, and respect, like my mother does, we can make connections with many people, protect our limited resources, and stop food waste. I believe that if even one more person can be serious about mottainai, our society will improve.